The Volumes of Truth, Volume 5. Brought to a close. March 2, 2011, from Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. The word of the Lord spoken to Timothy, for the Lord's little flock, and for all those who have ears to hear. Beloved little flock, it is time for you to choose. It is time for your trust to be tried and your faith tested, to reveal of what sort it truly is. Thus I am bringing this table to a close. For you did not seek my face when I called to you. And when I gave you correction, you turned to me a deaf ear. And of my servants, these also you refused to hear. Therefore, because you have refused me, and because you have found fault with my servants, as you continually speak one against the other, wherein pride and judgment grabs hold, and forgiveness flees away, this table is brought to a close. And because some of you refuse to be separate from those who have hated both me and my word, who also speak evil of my servants, this table is brought to a close. And because some of you refuse to reach out the hand and give to those in need, and still others do so begrudgingly, this table is brought to a close. Beloved, those seated at my table are given much, and all I have spoken is required of them. Thus some of you have treated my table with contempt, while still others have likened my table unto the churches of men, whose ways are an abhorrence to me, whose doctrines and traditions I hate. And worse still, some of you have built your faith upon my servants, using this table to prop up that which remains altogether lacking within you. I will not share my glory. Nor is there any other stone upon which one shall be broken, nor any other foundation upon which one shall stand. Therefore, this table is brought to a close. Beloved, it is time to choose, to make your decision. It is time to bring your hearts forward and be healed, to make your repentance full, or to my bitter sadness, fall away and return to the world and its evil ways. It is time to fall into me unreservedly, or to depart and walk through dry places, says the Lord.